welcome to The Cast List with your host, Alyssa Sines. That's me. Y'all, I need to tell you about this episode. Okay, so let me start from here. ACU Homecoming Musical is Man of La Mancha, which is an adaptation of a very famous Spanish epic, Don Quixote. Many students at ACU are not familiar with Don Quixote or the musical Man of La Mancha, but we got the head of the Spanish literature department, Professor Beatrice Walker, to sit down with us and talk to us about her vast knowledge of the book and what it means for ACU to be putting up this show. And as a treat, she read to us her favorite passage from the book in both English and Spanish. A little background on Professor Walker. She is originally from Uruguay, Montevideo, and her accent is so intoxicating and so sweet. We could not be more grateful to have her on the show. Here she is.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Beatrice Walker.
So I need you to introduce yourself. Who are you and what do you do?
Who am I? That's very philosophical. I am Dr. Beatrice Walker. I am Associate Professor of Spanish Language and Literature here in the Department of Language and Literature at ACU, and I've been here for 18 years.
Perfect. So I'm so happy that we got you here today. So we are doing Man of La Mancha, the musical, and I really wanted to speak to you because you have so much knowledge on Don Quixote. You do.
Okay.
So when was the first time you were introduced to Don Quixote?
Well, I was born and raised in Montevideo, Uruguay. And of course, in the Spanish-speaking world, Don Quixote is part of our curriculum in high school, sometimes even in elementary school. I was confronted with Miguel de Cervantes in high school, and I have been in love with literature ever since.
So was... Is this one of your favorite books? Is this your favorite book?
Not my favorite book, but it's one of them. Of course, Golden Age of Spain literature, it was one of my fields when I studied towards my doctoral degree. So, of course, being Miguel de Cervantes, one of the authors of the Golden Age of Spain, I studied not only Don Quixote, but several of his literary pieces.
So when is the Golden Age?
The 16th and 17th centuries. That's when Spain was an empire. Mm-hmm. And of course, when a country has money, then they dedicate themselves to the arts. Mm-hmm. So,
like, yes. So it has survived through the Golden Age onto now. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the story is still very prevalent and relevant?
It is because the message of the book itself, I mean, he's talking about these noble ideas of rescuing people in trouble, right? Protecting the poor and... you know, working for the underdog. Those are really noble ideas.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the themes in this book that you can relate to the most yourself?
Well, exactly that. We all have a heart for those that are in trouble. We all have a heart for those that are in despair, for the poor, for the peasants. He's in a Spain that's very much stratified by, you know, the royals are up here and the poor are down there and everything in between. So they have a status quo, right? A social status. And so those that were in the bottom had no... occasion to rise to the top, and that's what he was trying to do, help the poor, help the disenfranchised.
Yeah, the weaker ones. That's perfect. It's perfect. So what is your favorite adventure in Don Quixote?
The windmills. Don Quixote is this man, Alfonso Quijano, who went crazy because he read so many chivalry books, right? And so he decided to get out into the world and fight injustice and turn everything right. And he sees these windmills in the region of La Mancha. And he decides that those are giants that are coming to harm his people. And so he is going to defend his people fighting against his giants. And of course, he gets into a lot of trouble because these are windmills and, you know, ends badly for him. He's hurt. But in his mind, he was fighting for this very noble idea, which was saving his people from the giants. I love it.
So what, you've never seen Man of La Mancha, the musical, before?
No.
You've never seen it. Mm-hmm. So the first time you come see it at ACU, that's going to be the first time you see this show.
Yes, I have season tickets always because I love our ACU theater. But I have never seen Don Quixote put into a, you know, played into a musical, and I am so excited to see it.
Yeah,
it you have to... a lot of responsibility there.
So we used to, it used to be a play. It was a play for a short while, right. And then they put it up, and they were like, This needs music. This needs to be grander. This
can
work so much better as a musical. So I'm so excited for you to see it. So how do you feel about Abilene audiences watching this very well-known Spanish literature piece?
Well, as I had said before, a fantastic literature piece such as this transcends nationality, race, language, everything. You know, I have read Romeo and Juliet from Shakespeare, and I'm not British, and English is not my first language, and I can still relate to that story. That's timeless. It's the same with Don Quixote. All of the ideals in Don Quixote of goodness and chivalry and even love, his love for Dulcinea, you know, all of those themes are universal, and it doesn't matter whether they are in English or in Spanish first written, everybody can relate. That's why, you know, it survived 400 years and is still, you know, very applicable today to our society. And Abilene society is no different than Spanish society or British society. Mm-hmm. They can relate. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it's so beautiful. I'm just going to... I think that it's so beautiful. I mean, I grew up Mexican in a very Mexican-based culture, 15 minutes away from Mexico. It was very close to Mexico. So I used to see 8-foot-tall sculptures of Cervantes and Sancho Panza hanging out on somebody's front lawn. So these things are built so much into Latino culture, Spanish culture, it's a Spanish-based show that I think is really representative of a culture that is now like prevailing in America in a bigger way. And I think that it's beautiful that ACU is able to put it up.
I think it's fantastic that we can all relate to each other with our cultures, mm-hmm. you know, and as Shakespeare is so representative of English culture, then Man of La Mancha is so representative of Spanish culture, and we can relate, you know.
Yeah. So what would you say to the actors? They're in rehearsal right now. They're working every day to get this show up on its feet. Jesse Galvan is flying in from New York in like
so
four more days.
Yeah.
So he's directing the show, but I want you to say, what would you say to them during this rehearsal process, if you had anything to say to them?
I want to be very encouraging and say, you're going to do great. But at the same time, you have a great responsibility. You're not talking about a newcomer to literature. You're talking about Miguel de Cervantes. And you're not talking about just any piece of literature. You're talking about Don Quixote de la Mancha. So you have a big responsibility to portray the ideals of this play, whether it's a musical or not, to portray the ideas in the correct way. And I know you will do it. I'll be there watching you.
Thank you so much, Beatrice Walker, for being here with us today. You're excellent.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for having
me. Of course.
In a village Church of La Mancha, the name of which I have no desire to call to mind, there lived not long since one of those gentlemen that keep a lance in the lance rack, an old buckler, a lean hack, and a greyhound for hunting, a casserole of rather more beef than mutton, a salad on most nights, scraps on Saturdays, lentils on Fridays, and a pigeon or so extra on Sundays, made away with three quarters of his income. The rest of it went in a doublet of fine cloth and velvet breeches and shoes to match for holidays, while on weekdays he made a brave figure in his best homespun. He had in his house a housekeeper past 40, a niece under 20, and a lad for the field and marketplace who used to saddle the hack as well as handle the billhook. The age of this gentleman of ours was bordering on 50. He was of a hardy habit, spare, gaunt-featured, a very early riser, and a great sportsman. They will have it his surname was Quisada or Quesada, for there is some difference of opinion among the authors who write on the subject, although from reasonable conjectures it seems plain that he was called Quijano. This, however, is of but little importance to our tale. It will be enough not to stray a hair's breadth from the truth in the telling of it. En un lugar de La Mancha, de cuyo nombre no quiero acordarme, no ha mucho tiempo que vivía un hidalgo de los de lanza en astillero, adarga antigua, rocín flaco y galgo corredor. Una olla de algo más vaca que carnero, salpicón las más noches, duelos y quebrantos los sábados, lentejas los viernes, algún palomino de añadidura los domingos, consumían las tres partes de su hacienda. El resto de ella concluían sayo de velarte, calzas de velludo, para las fiestas con sus pantuflos de lo mismo. Los días de entre semana se honraba con su vellorí de lo más fino. Tenía en su casa una ama que pasaba los 40 y una sobrina que no llegaba a los 20 y un mozo de campo y plaza que así ensillaba el rocín como tomaba la podadera. Frisaba la edad de nuestro hidalgo con los 50 años. Era de complexión recia, seco de carnes, enjuto de rostro, gran madrugador y amigo de la casa. Quieren decir que tenía el sobrenombre de Quijada o Quesada, que en esto hay alguna diferencia entre los autores de este caso escriben. Aunque por conjeturas verosímiles se deja entender que se llama Quijano. Pero esto importa poco a nuestro cuento, basta que la narración de él no se salga un punto de la verdad.
Thank you so much, Beatrice Walker, for being with us in the studio. She honestly just makes my heart feel like butter. Special shout out to Savannah Ockren for designing a soundscape around the reading. Come see Man of La Mancha coming out October 23rd at the Abilene Civic Center. Tickets are available at acu.edu/theater. When you get on that page, there's a little button that says buy tickets. You can click on that where you can purchase tickets or even become a season ticket holder. Follow ACU Theater on about every social media outlet. We have a Twitter, we have a Facebook, we have a Pinterest. Anything that you can think of, we are on there. Thanks again to our pod squad, Ryan Derrick. He is my very own Sancho Panza. And Gilly, our producer, is my giant windmill. Love ya. Stay tuned for more coverage on Man of La Mancha and more. Bye.